10Y, 5M. 10 years in 5 minutes. Join us in celebrating a decade of groundbreaking collaboration at NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Switzerland. Members and friends share their experiences and insights from our remarkable journey together. Be part of our 10th anniversary celebration, where innovation meets inspiration. NCCR, Molecular Systems Engineering, shaping the future together.
I'm happy to talk a little bit about the NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering. Actually, I want to go back beyond before the time, and that was I met Wolfgang Mayer in an EU project which I've been coordinating, and that was called NanoCell. We wanted to establish a synthetic cell and building synthetic components from lipids, co-block polymers, or proteins, synthesized proteins, engineered proteins, to build up a minimalistic cell. And that was funded by the European Union in the year of, I think funding started 2010, roughly. And I've been coordinating that. And then Wolfgang came after 2 years, he came to me and together with Ed Constable at that time, and Tom Ward, and Wolfgang said, "Hey Daniel, it's running so well with the synthetic cell. Also, we had never built it, but we had the components. It's like building a house and you have the components, but you didn't build the house now, and you're thinking about building a skyscraper." He came to me and then he said, "Hey Daniel, don't want to do more? The synthetic cell is only one part. Don't we want to establish an entire new discipline out of that because it's so exciting?" And we thought about the concept of molecular systems engineering. The name was not there. We had a tough time to find the right name, but the idea was there to take the components of the biological cell or synthesized component from chemistry and to bring these components together and to create added value so that many components would fulfill much more complex tasks and works than the individual components. That was the beginning of NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering. That was 2012. And then we had gathered together many fantastic PIs in Basel and in Switzerland, which could fit into the topic. And we started to apply for the NCCR at SNFS. And that was quite a long tour because you don't get the money just like that. That was many levels of evaluation and many levels of different proposals you had to write. And finally, we had our showdown in a jazz club in Bern. And in this jazz club in Bern, the NCCR first at this SNFS didn't have enough space to interview the NCCR applicants. And we had our interview in a jazz club in Bern. I don't remember the name properly anymore, but it took a while for us to find this jazz club, which was hidden somewhere in the cave in Bern. Everything was very dubious. And we came with our idea of molecular systems engineering on the stage in the jazz club and in the audience in the dark. Everything was black in this jazz club. In the audience, there was somewhere some faces or blinking from people. You didn't see them properly because we've been on the stage and the light were on us. And we had to perform our dance, the scientific dance of molecular systems engineering. And apparently we danced and sang and performed so well that we afterwards got granted, and that was the starting up of molecular systems engineering and possibly the first event which Ralf Stutzky later called Seminbar. It was in a hidden jazz club in Bern, and we took this event to create a wonderful scientific public talk on how to disseminate all the inventions which have been made in molecular systems engineering in Switzerland. So, and from that on, it started off very well, the NCCR in 2014. We had to restructure our initial concept of how to get the NCCR working very efficiently. And I think almost everyone in the NCCR got out fantastic scientific work, and we could create new knowledge and could advance considerably the field. And it was a completely, it was exciting because it was something completely new. I didn't exist like that in Switzerland, not in Europe, and hardly in the world. And we could take the lead on how to engineer molecular systems to create added values in chemistry, in biotechnology, and most important, in health sciences. And in particularly the application in health sciences was super successful, so that within a few years after starting the NCCR, Botond Roska, for example, he could acquire 100 to 200 million from Novartis to start up an Institute for Ophthalmology, Institute for Molecular and Clinical Ophthalmology, together with Basel. Afterwards, we could start the Botnar Research Center for Child Health, but for bioengineering and digital health. And now we established with industry together postdoctoral and doctoral schools. So it's taking off. It's within the 10 years, we could create added value to continue our research and education.